Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms. This is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way. Matt McClure here with you alongside Bradley Harden with AmeriLife from Central Florida. Hey there, Bradley. How's it going?
Going well. Matt, how are you doing today?
I could not be, well, I guess I could be better. I won't flat out lie to the people, but I am doing well. Let's just put it that way.
That's good.
Good. I'm always good when we get together for the show here. A lot of great stuff to get to over this next half hour. A lot of discussion this time around about Social Security, kind of breaking it down, going in and doing a deep dive. It's a huge part of people's retirement. So we want to make sure that you understand it. And as always, of course, we'll give you the opportunity to ask any questions of Bradley when we give you the phone number and the website and all of that. We'll go through all of that housekeeping stuff momentarily. But first, I just want to say thank you to people listening to the show, whether you're listening on the podcast. Yes, you can get it anywhere you listen to podcasts, or maybe you're listening on the radio around the Daytona Beach area, maybe Ormond Beach, maybe New Smyrna Beach, all that area right there. Really do appreciate you joining us on the air. And we also appreciate you checking us out on YouTube. Search for Retirement Your Way on YouTube. You can see all of the episodes there, full episodes, clips. We got episodes of the TV show that we've done as well with the three of us, myself, Bradley, and Madison. And we really do appreciate you liking this video and subscribing to the channel. Really would appreciate it if you would do it. It really does help. But, you know, today, Bradley, all about Social Security. It's one of the biggest income decisions that people are going to make in retirement. A lot of people don't feel really that sure about when to claim, though, and how the rules really work. So on today's show, we're going to unpack key strategies that every listener should understand and how to make the right choices for a stronger, more predictable retirement. And also wanted to mention, give Bradley and Madison a call, and we'll talk about this as the show goes on, because the three of us have taken the time to become registered Social Security analysts. And that allows Bradley and Madison to give you these in-depth reports called RSSA roadmaps. And it really just kind of goes through all the different options for your retirement and for your Social Security claiming strategies and all of that. It takes everything into account. But give them a call if you'd like to take advantage of that. 386-320-6406. 386-320-6406, or planretirementyourway.com. And Bradley, I've done enough yapping here, so I will let you tell the folks what's coming up on the rest of the show.
No, I appreciate that, Matt. And you always do a great job with the intro, just letting the people know how to get in touch with us, how to find us. And like you said, on the YouTube channel, there are all of the recordings that Madison, Matt, and I did that did air last year on Fox 35 News. There's a couple of local news channels that we were on every weekend, and we did convert over here to the radio. So, and one thing I do want to emphasize on the phone number, again, the 386-320-6406. When you call that number, you are calling me directly. So you're not getting a call center, call service. We're not talking to anybody that's not, you know, here locally. You're getting me on my cell phone. So again, just wanted to make you aware that when you call me, you're going to be speaking directly to me, as we always wanted to be that local person for our community, whether it be financial planning, you know, risk diversification. Today's topic is going to be Social Security planning. We want to be those local advisors that you can show up to our office, have a cup of coffee, and sit down and do business face-to-face, belly-to-belly, as opposed to a lot of people or shifting to virtual Zoom, my advisor's in a different state. So again, we want to be that local resource for you for all of your retirement needs, particularly regarding this episode. It's going to be about Social Security strategies, claiming decisions. Should I take it early? Should I delay it? I am a divorced person. I maybe am a widower. So all those different topics when it comes to Social Security can be very confusing. And, you know, I know waiting on hold or going to the Social Security office can be frustrating. So again, we just want to be that local resource to be able to provide some advice to help you make that decision. Now, on every show, we do have the coveted quote of the week. So I'll bounce that back to Matt here to give us today's quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And I know that listeners are waiting with bated breath, so I will delay none to give you the quote of the week. This time around, it's from Franklin D. Roosevelt. Yeah, FDR, who was the president who signed the Social Security Act, you know, into law here back in the 1930s. And he said this: Social Security does not offer anyone, either individually or collectively, an easy life, nor was it ever intended to do so. None of the sums of money paid out to individuals in assistance or insurance will spell anything approaching abundance, but they will furnish that minimum necessity to keep a foothold, and that is the kind of protection Americans want. And I think that's, you know, really emphasizes a point that we make pretty much any time we bring up Social Security as a topic here on the show, is that it's not something that is meant to, and you see it right there. I mean, FDR said it in the 1930s, like not long after Social Security was enacted, that it's not intended to cover all of those expenses. And it's certainly not intended to, you know, make it so you can go and go overseas and, you know, spend your retirement in Bora Bora. It's like you can cover some of those essentials. It's meant to be that, you know, safety net, not a hammock, right?
Most people approaching retirement want confidence in making the right decision. So, you know, during our meetings, it's okay, let's pull up your Social Security portal. Let's see what your expenses are. Let's see how much of those expenses can actually truly and honestly be covered by Social Security. And then let's find ways to supplement that to make sure that you maybe can go to Bora Bora. And I know a couple episodes ago, we talked about showing up to retirement with an empty suitcase, which doesn't make any sense. We want to make sure that suitcase is packed with confidence. And a big, you know, factor in planning is making the right Social Security decision. So why today's economy matters for retirees. So, you know, as you've probably heard and know and understand, Americans are living longer, which means retirement income often needs to last 20 to 30 years. A study shows that the average of about 50% of households age 55 and older have no retirement savings in employer plans, which is increasing the reliance on Social Security benefits. And Social Security currently provides about 40% of pre-retirement income for the average worker, right? So that scale can be up or down, but the average that Social Security replaces is 40% of what you were making when you were working. Now, you know, market uncertainty and retirement income, that's what this topic is about. So a little bit on the market is that the stock market experiences a 10% or greater decline about once every 2 years on average. And something that's also working against your dollar is inflation. And inflation has averaged roughly 3% per year over the long term, cutting your purchasing power in half in about 24 years. So a retiree withdrawing income during market downturns early in retirement faces a higher risk of running out of money. And so that's a common theme that we see and that we try to help people plan for and avoid, is that fear of running out of money. So during that initial consultation, again, that those are things that we're going to uncover, get out on the table, and try to make a plan for. So why Social Security becomes more important in these uncertain markets? Fortunately, for the benefit, Social Security is adjusted annually for inflation through COLA, or cost of living adjustments. Benefits are paid for life regardless of what the market does. So again, those are that's how you build a foundation, right? Having guaranteed income for life that doesn't depend upon market downturns or market performance one way or the other. You know, one of the topics is, you know, retirement, Social Security only replaces about 40%. Well, what do I do? Where can I get other guaranteed structured income that's going to last me forever outside of Social Security? Well, that's something that we can help you guys with something called a personal pension plan. So again, we have solutions to the problems that we're talking about on the show. It's not just a fear factor of, oh my gosh, let's scare the audience. And when you get done with the show, you have no idea why did those guys just talk about that? Well, it's because we have the solutions, right? So just give us a call, go on the website, request that appointment, and we'll be happy to meet with you guys. And lastly, why it matters for retirement planning. So market returns are unpredictable, but Social Security does provide that stable income foundation. Coordinating withdrawals with Social Security can reduce pressure on your portfolio during these volatile times. So it's important to have that meeting, figure out what's the best strategy for me, because your strategy may be different from the next person, Matt.
Right. I mean, that's right. I mean, what's right for you as an individual, it could be, and chances are is, you know, completely different than your next door neighbor or your mom or your dad or your aunt or your uncle or whomever. You know, what worked for them or what is working for them may not work for you because you're different people and you've saved different amounts and in different ways and you have different needs in retirement. And I love that you make that illustration about, you know, sort of helping Social Security be part of that foundation. That's an income foundation for your retirement. I think on a couple of episodes back, you had mentioned it. I love this. It's like, you know, well, you don't, if you're building a house, you don't start with the roof and then you build the walls and then you do the things. It's, you know, you got to start with that foundation. So when you're building retirement, this is one of the pieces of that foundation to start with. And so, yeah, you know, markets are going to rise, they're going to fall, but your retirement income doesn't have to do that. You can visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. Or give them a call. That's Bradley and Madison Hardin at AmeriLife. Give them a call, 386-320-6406. 386-320-6406. And you can schedule a complimentary consultation and learn how Social Security really fits into that overall picture. And they can give you that information as well that Bradley was talking about how to close that retirement income gap that you may have with things like personal pensions and other strategies that they can share with you at that time. And speaking of time, timing is one of the big questions that people always have about Social Security. I think it's probably the number one question, at least in my professional life, that I've received about Social Security is, when do I start claiming? And I often will say to people, well, truth of the matter is, it depends. And so there's so many factors that go into it. When do you need the money? It's a lot. And this is why, you know, working with you and Madison is, I think, really important for folks to sort all that out.
Right, Matt. And again, I couldn't agree more. It's almost like we're in the same field, right?
Yeah, you might say that, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, but the idea is, you know, kind of bouncing back on that foundation just for a moment is, you know, people that have a strong foundational retirement plan where there's lots of income coming in, those are the people that are the happiest, right? Maybe you can think back to your parents, then one of the most proudest things that they maybe had was their pension, because they knew that if I had that pension and that Social Security check, chances are I was going to be fine. It wasn't necessarily, oh, I'm, you know, maybe your parents weren't like, oh, I'm going to retire with $1 million in my 401k, right? No, all they cared about was finding a job that could get them a lifetime pension coupled with Social Security. So that generation, as far as income planning, they had it right on hit the nail right on the head. Because again, those people with a strong foundational income plan generally are the happier ones in retirement. So I say all that because claiming your benefit is a big decision. Now, there is a rule that says if you make a claiming decision within the first 12 months of drawing Social Security, you can give them their money back and you can start from scratch again. And I even have had that at one of my dinner seminars as a person started claiming Social Security. We went over to their home, did the Social Security analysis, did the roadmap, and he ultimately decided to stop his benefit, pay Social Security back the money to allow his benefit to continue to increase over time. And for that gentleman, the survivor benefit was what was more important. So that person didn't need the money at the time. He just said, oh, well, my CPA said that I should take it. Okay, well, maybe your CPA didn't have access to the software that we have. So he was just kind of, you know, giving you some advice just based on how old you were. But again, when we ran the numbers, claiming is a big deal. When do I claim it? So obviously you may know, you may not, you may be learning this, but if you claim it early, that benefit will be reduced. Waiting until full retirement age will allow you to receive your full benefit. And if you defer Social Security beyond your full retirement age, you will earn an increase every year, which is a guaranteed 8% increase on your benefit. So, for example, let's say your check at age 67 or full retirement age is $2,000 a month. If you wait until 70, that could be up to almost $2,500 a month, based on those deferred delayed retirement credits. So why is timing important for retirement planning? So the choice you make is something that sticks with you for life. Again, with the little caveat that if you're within the first 12 months, you can pay the money back and start over. But nearly half of retirees rely on Social Security for 50% or more of their income. And claiming earlier can drastically reduce the amount of personal savings you have that if you're needing to draw from those savings during market downturns. So if I'm taking money out and the money's going down based on the market, well, that's a double whammy that, you know, and if that's happened to you, you're not alone. And if that's happened or is happening to you, then we should definitely have a conversation to figure out ways to alleviate that problem. So some numbers, again, just to highlight, 62 is the earliest you can claim traditional Social Security, but your benefit will be reduced. 67, for those of you born in 1960 or later, age 67 is full retirement. It's approximately a 30% reduction for taking Social Security at age 62 as opposed to taking it at 67. And again, you do get that 8% increase for every year you defer Social Security beyond full retirement age up to age 70. So a pro tip coming from the pros, the quote unquote right claiming decision, age depends on your health, your savings, and household income. It's not all just about the break-even report of when will I have collected the same amount of money by taking it now versus taking it later. Listen, we're all humans, things change. So again, let's get that report going. Let's look at that roadmap. Let's figure out exactly when the appropriate time for you to take your Social Security benefit is.
Yeah, a lot of different factors that go into it. You know, choosing when to claim that Social Security benefit is not just about starting sooner or later. It's about building an income that lasts. It's got to be part of that overall plan. And you've got to just, you know, make sure that you are coordinating, you know, the left hand knows what the right hand's doing. In other words, visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com is the website for the show. You can also call 386-320-6406. That's 386-320-6406 to reach Bradley and Madison Hardin. And, you know, if you're a listener to the show, you can start working with them today. And Bradley, while we're on the subject, I want you to just kind of run down a little bit, because it's not, obviously, it's not just about Social Security when people reach out and call. It's a big part of it. But you really do specialize in comprehensive retirement and financial planning for folks. So kind of run down the list of what happens when people reach out, you sit down together and review that big picture of their retirement.
Right. That's a great. So I want to try to do, you know, give that visualization of what that initial visit looks like. And, you know, we have a wonderful, wonderful office in Ormond Beach up on US 1. So maybe you've seen the branch. Would be happy for you to stop on in. Let's have a cup of coffee, some water, and let's just get all of the information out on the table. So that first visit, maybe an hour, maybe 45 minutes, it's kind of the checkup, right? There's no way that we could provide advice or give solutions to somebody on the very first visit. That's like you walking into the doctor's office without even saying anything and them going, oh, yep, you need these four medications and you need to make these changes. Well, how do you know? How do you know that's what I'm supposed to do? So that initial visit is always just casual. Let's get some information out on the table. Let's figure out what's going on in your life and what your concerns are. So Mastin and I will take our notes. We'll ask you some pointed questions, some basic questions to try to get an understanding of what your destination looks like. So that way we can help build out that journey, right? So when you get into a vehicle, whether you've been there 100 times or not, chances are you're going to go in your phone, you're going to put in the address of where you're going, and it's going to tell you the most efficient way to get to your destination. Now, if I was, you know, getting in the car and driving to a place in South Carolina that I've never been to, you can bet that I'm going to put in the destination and I'm going to rely on the maps to get me to there as efficient as possible. That's what we try to do. We figure out what your destination is and we help you plan that journey so that it's as efficient as possible, whether it be discussing healthcare choices, writing out long-term care, maybe some tax efficiency, you know, diversifying against risk, building a personal pension, income planning. When should I take my Social Security benefit? Should I take it now? Should I take it later? So these are very common questions that we're going to get out on that first visit, so that Madison and I can put together a plan for you specifically. Again, come to the branch, we'll come out to the home, however you prefer it, we're happy to help.
Yeah, it really does start just with a simple conversation, you know, on the phone, or, you know, you can reach out via the website. The website, by the way, is planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. Or if the phone is more your speed, give them a call, 386-320-6406. That's 386-320-6406. And you can get started planning retirement your way. All right. And I know that, you know, aside from kind of the timing question, probably a lot of the big questions that you get, if you're anything like me, about Social Security are about like spousal and survivor benefits. And then also, you know, about divorced folks, about, you know, sort of ex-spousal benefits, I guess we'll call them here. But big questions regarding love and marriage.
Right, Matt. No, I agree. And these are absolutely very common subjects that we help people coordinate and plan because, you know, so again, this is about spousal benefits, survivor benefits. If your loved one did pass away, this could be, like you said, Matt, you know, you're divorced and you want to know what your rights and entitlements are to your ex-spouse's benefits, if that is something that's available to you. So again, spouses may be eligible to receive up to 50% of their partner's full retirement age benefit, depending on when they claim. You also will face a reduction if you claim that spousal benefit early. So again, there's also a reduction for early withdrawal on spousal benefits. Now, survivor benefits, so that's what's going to be left behind when one of the recipients passes away. Whether the husband, whether the spouse or the other spouse, no matter who passes away, the larger check stays in the home. So that's great. But what we also know is that the smaller check is going to dissolve. So for survivor planning and income planning after a loved one has passed away, that's a big deal because your income could potentially be cut in half, but I can assure you that all of your expenses are not going to just be cut in half, right? Yeah, you're not going to pay for healthcare. Maybe some car insurance may go down, but your property taxes, generally travel and seeing loved ones goes up after a loved one's passed away because you don't want to be stuck at home. You want to go see the family. So, you know, spending on things like that tend to increase as income was decreased when somebody passes away. So again, whether it's spousal, survivor, we can run the reports to figure out what your benefits are going to look like, what's going to be the best way to maximize the Social Security, and try to help you guys figure out a plan. And I know that nobody likes to talk about death or someone passing away, but why not have this conversation when you're able to, as opposed to on the worst day of your life, right? Or the worst month, the worst week, the worst year, you just lost a loved one. Let's not make that the time to figure out what we're going to do for planning for Social Security and income. Let's go ahead and have that conversation now up front. So the last topic here, about as we wrap up in just a moment, is those that have been divorced and what some of the rules are as it goes towards the end of a marriage. So a divorced individual may be eligible for benefits based on an ex-spouse's work record if the marriage lasted at least 10 years. The applicant must be unmarried at the time they claim benefits on an ex-spouse's record. And one thing that I've heard, and people may say, oh, I don't want to do it, I don't want to have to involve myself with my ex, maybe it was not a very amicable separation. You claiming on their record has nothing to do with them. Their benefit's not going to be reduced. They're not going to be notified that you're making that claiming decision. So again, you're able to do that and get what's rightfully yours without having to, quote unquote, rock the boat or stir the pot. So again, these are just a couple little points when it comes to divorce and being able to claim benefits. There's a lot more that we can get into during that initial visit if that is a topic that you are concerned about.
Yeah. And like you said, it's something that is a huge decision. And it's one that has a lot of different, you know, decision points, thousands of different decision points, really, in the claiming strategy for you. And yours is different than anybody else's because there is only one you, after all. And so that is kind of really the main point of the show, is that, you know, whether you are single or married or divorced, or you are a surviving spouse, or whatever the situation might be, what I would like for you to do and what I would recommend is for you to reach out and just know what your options are, know what the optimal options are for you in your individual situation. PlanRetirementYourWay.com is the website for the show. That's PlanRetirementYourWay.com. Reach out there, schedule a complimentary consultation. You can also call Bradley Harden at 386-320-6406. 386-320-6406 is that number. All right, Bradley, that's going to do it for this time around. But thank you as always, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you again, Matt. And for those listeners out there, I look forward to chatting with you. Take care now.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Harden are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-320-6406 or visit PlanRetirementYourWay.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Harden do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Bradley Harden and AmeriLife of Central Florida are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.